Thanks to the Booker Prize Foundation, RNIB is able to make the winning book and the other books on the shortlist for their prestigious prize into formats that blind and partially sighted people can read. Available now in giant print, in braille, and in audio is Eileen by Otessa Moshfegh.
Though I didn't drink coffee, it made me dizzy. I walked to the corner where the coffee pot was because there was a mirror on the wall above it. Looking at my reflection really did soothe me, though I hated my face with a passion. Such is the life of the self-obsessed.
Alicia Breshnahan reading from Eileen by Otessa Moshfegh. Otessa joined me in the Talking Book studios and told me about the book.
It's about a woman recounting a week in her life 50 years back in 1964. And at the time, Eileen is 24 years old. She's living in a sort of anonymous small New England town. It's the dead of winter. She's rather a strange character. She works as a secretary in a juvenile correctional facility for boys and is a not-so-great caretaker of her rather terrible, abusive, alcoholic dad, who's a retired cop. And it's a recounting of this time in her life, the last few days that she's living in this pretty miserable situation. And we know from the start of the book that a couple days later, she'll make an escape to New York City somehow and leave this all behind her. So that's the premise of the book.
Now, I've been asking everyone about the covers of the book. How does yours reflect the story?
The U.S. art is basically black with snow, sort of like a snowflake effect falling down. And you see this darkened road, I think, lit by headlights of a car driving through the night. Yeah, it really, it captures the sinister quality of this place and the car, which is a major figure. Eileen's car that she drives is a major figure in the book, really has its own sort of character.
There was a small section in a book I'd found in the public library that showed casts of faces taken off figures such as Lincoln, Beethoven, and Sir Isaac Newton after they died. If you've ever seen a real dead body, you know that people never die with such complacent grins, such blankness. But I used their plaster casts as a guide and practiced very diligently in the mirror, relaxing my face while keeping an aura of benign resilience, such as I saw in those dead men's faces.
You wrote this book because you were broke, basically.
I think if I had had a way to publish my short stories as a book, I may not have written this novel when I did. The motivation to even think about writing a novel, because I had really been just a short story writer. That was my passion, was the short story form, and I'd written a novella, but hadn't ever really felt driven to write a novel until I realized that there was really no way I was going to make a living writing short stories. And I knew I needed to establish myself in sort of the mainstream publishing industry with a novel. And I conceived of Eileen, and the themes of Eileen have so much to do with questions like what it means to be free, what it means to be imprisoned, why people act very strangely when they're isolated and confronted by their own consciousness in a really overt way, and why it's so difficult to feel strange in a world that really wants you to fit into this homogenous society. So the way that I decided to approach it as a writer is I thought about what kind of structure such a story should have. And the most appropriate structure I could imagine was a very traditional, formal one. So I saw that the narrative arc, so to speak, of the novel should be something very easily recognizable and hearken to a system, which for me as an artist was really hard because I don't like following rules or formats unless I've set it up for myself on purpose as a challenge to sort of dismantle it. I wanted the book to appeal to a wide audience, though. So I thought, okay, me as a writer trying to write in this prescribed format relates me to Eileen, because she's this kind of wild soul with this really hot-wired psychology trying to fit into this really prescribed system. So it seemed totally appropriate, and it was a real challenge for me, and I don't think that I really succeeded in following a traditional, three-act novel form, but it did set me up in a way to play around with the form, and I think did make the book accessible to more readers.
Was there a certain luxury in being able to stretch out and not have to compress everything into the short form?
I wouldn't describe it as a luxury. It is, for me, writing Eileen really was it felt like I was learning how to write for the first time. Everything that I had known about short stories and the economics of writing, basically, I had to rethink that, because it isn't that you can just go on at length in a novel and it be interesting. It's that a lot happens, and the dimension of the book just has a different paradigm. So yeah, down to the level of the sentence, a writer has to reconsider the approach.
Now, we heard Alyssa Brishnahan reading from the audio version of your book, and I heard you reading it out loud at the Penn Hemingway Awards. Did you ever consider that you should be the reader of the audio version?
I may have considered it, but nobody ever asked me.
Because your voice is Eileen's.
In a way, it's young Eileen's voice. I mean, I'm not 24, I'm 35, but I think, yeah, I probably sound more like Eileen did in 1964 than the reader in the audio version, who is, I don't think she's in her 70s. Surely she doesn't sound actually old enough to be the older Eileen narrating back. But no, I hadn't even thought of it, no.
Now, is it important that your books are accessible to everyone, regardless of their sight condition?
It's incredible. Yes, it makes me really happy that the Braille and audio versions are available. Yes, absolutely.
I mention it because it is the face I wore at work, my death mask. Being as young as I was terribly sensitive and determined never to show it. I steeled myself from the reality of the place, this Moorhead. I had to. Misery and shame surrounded me, but not once did I run to the bathroom crying.
Eileen by Otessa Moshfegh is available in Braille, in giant print, and in audio from RNIB, and available wherever books or audiobooks are sold. And Otessa, thanks so much for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.